producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you convicted individuals out there who just don't want to see the truth for what it is. Although we know that you could be transported to the sun and you would still be unwilling to see it because your eyes are shut so tightly, I want to tell you this is the radio show where we open those eyes for you because we want to give you a reality check. And the fact of the matter is we're in some dire times today, friends, so I'm including you along with those that I give my introduction identifying. So, folks, welcome to the show. I also want to invite and thank you for joining me, the good people out there. We appreciate you. And today you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to talk about today is gun salesman of the decade. Guess who he is, friends? The gun salesman of the decade. I want you to think about that because that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, folks, what I want to do is I want to jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com and kind of share with you some of the things that are going on across your country. Dave Hodges just put out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, bombshell, Clinton is selling uranium from Bundy and Hammond Ranches to Russians to fund presidential campaign. Now, folks, if I'm right in saying this, I remember hearing about this with none other than one of those little minions right next to Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, that's it. Harry Reid. Harry Reid was also doing the same thing concerning that land that they want so bad. So what they have to do is create criminals out of Americans that are on the land that they want. In America, you need to pay attention to what's going on and understand the situation for what it is before you jump to conclusions concerning the information that you're getting from the liars, the state-controlled media. But do check it out, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. For those that did not know, too, I want to interject this thought into this article because it's a part of Dave Hodges' article here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When Donald Trump accused Clinton and Obama of creating ISIS, he was absolutely 100%. The fact was undeniably established in 2015 when Dave Hodges said, I interviewed former Army Special Operations Officer and advisor to George W. Bush, Mr. Scott Bennett. So there's the preface to the letter, friends. So, again, just one of those, I told you so's. Folks, you need to start listening to those people that are willing to tell you what the state-controlled media is not willing to tell you, and the state-controlled media is not willing to tell you what you need to know, and that's the truth. If you want to stay in some illusional world, then go ahead and listen to what they have to say, but judge them by their fruit. And what is the fruit of the state-controlled narrative, friends? Nothing. Absolutely zero resolve. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wanted to let you know, Burns, Oregon is not a Bundy Ranch. This all coming from Mr. Chuck Baldwin, also a contributor over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Charlie Hebdo's PTSD, the unforgivable act on those using free speech to expose Islamic Jihad. Friends, there's a lot of information out there right now concerning these illegal immigrants coming into countries while they're plundering them and raping women and children, friends, for those that did not know. I want to ask the question to the men in this country. Men, are you going to allow some illegal immigrants that that put themselves up as the victim to violate your wives and to violate your children? Because that's the fruit of these people that we're beginning to see being reported from across the seas. For those that wish they would have listened when they had the time to listen, they failed the test, because what they did is they advocated that which God condemned, and they wanted to see how far they could go with God before he actually responded, and they actually ended up meeting his wrath, his judgment. In America, we're well on our way on that same road if we don't begin to take heed to ourselves and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, like it or not. But man, are you going to allow these individuals to come into your country and to plunder your country, to rape your wives, to rape your children, friends? And this is the free speech that they're attempting to stifle, friends. And I'm talking about the government in America that is actually advocating the crimes that they've been put into position to actually prevent. Men, are you going to stand down when you should stand up? And if your wife's right next to you, she's probably high-fiving me. The fact of the matter is, men, start acting like men, because we need you in the fight. We need you alongside of us so we can win the day, because now's the time to push folks into the kingdom of God in righteousness. The violent take it by force, and we're called to press into the kingdom of God and see what he has for us. And what I'm hearing back right now is, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. And when you get a moment, that's in the book of Amos. When you get a moment, go to the book of Psalm chapter 2 and read that and begin to sing it in the ears of the tyrants, folks, because God never uses a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. And why does he do that? That no flesh should glory in his presence. So you know it's him doing it when it's done. And it's called Kairos meeting Kronos moments. And we need him, Lord. We need him. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Animals are equal to humans. That's the message. Star Wars philosophy, folks. Interestingly enough, we just did some homework last week on George Lucas. And interesting, folks, he's worth $5.1 billion. Pretty weird people get when they get a lot of money, don't they? Because, again, what they do is they sell their soul for the world. Now, I'm not saying that's what Georgie did, but I'm saying, folks, you look at George, you look at his persona and discern a little bit, doesn't seem like he's got all of his cards concerning the deck that he's supposed to have, friends. He's a couple cans short of the six-pack, right? But do check it out, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Animals are equal to humans, a Star Wars philosophy. And by the way, George, if you're listening, hey, lose the money and gain your soul, my friend. Lose the world and gain your soul, my friend. For it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is, I'm sorry, a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Forgive me for being right. I'm correcting myself. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The sugar-coated tyranny of Obama's unconstitutional gun orders. Friends, listen again. Unconstitutional. Oh, by the way, friends, don't forget that Barack, he wants to tighten. By the way, all these laws are already in the books, friends. We don't need more laws. We need government to enforce the laws that we have. But interestingly enough, he said that the reason he needs tighter restrictions concerning those that buy guns is because this is a measure taken to actually prevent ISIS attacks. Now, wait a second. If you want to prevent domestic terrorism, then you arm the people. You don't disarm the people. And if you were to actually do your job, American government, guess what? We wouldn't have domestic enemies within, would we? But no, we know that you have been busy attacking and assailing anybody that's meant to prevent, by enforcing the laws of the Constitution, those domestic enemies that you mean to have here out. You failed to do your job. It's time to remove them and replace them, America. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back again. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I can also jump over to Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean. Also, my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in over the next 45 minutes, you may do so. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, for the feedback that I get during the show and the feedback and the calls that I get after the show, don't be a bunch of sheep only encouraging the wolves to devour. Get on the radio and let the people know exactly what you're saying, because I hear it all day long after and before the radio show. So do take the time and the respect concerning my time, because we're some busy bees around here, friends, to just get on the radio and share with the world what it is that you want them to hear. A lot of people in the United States and a lot of people across the world, namely 53 countries, are listening 6 days a week. As a matter of fact, you can hear us all day long if you'd like to, even going to our podcast on GCN, Genesis Communication Networks. So again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, you may. And folks, I also wanted to let you know too, if you're a first time listener to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, hey, listen, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It truly is. Now folks, those people that have been inundating you with lie and oppression and fear, namely the state-controlled media, they don't like to tell the truth. They're paid by the CIA to lie to you. You do need to understand that. And I didn't say that. Many of those that used to work in the media are actually coming forth and exposing the media for who they are and what they are and who they are. And saying that to say this, Cheryl Askison, she's an American author and formerly an investigative correspondent in the Washington Bureau for CBS News. She came forth recently, folks, and actually that information came to me recently. But she had shared with the American people that many of the conservative outlets that you have today, you do need to understand that they're propaganda. They're actually, you have these provocateurs, you have these false face media outsources set up. And folks, again, it's propaganda. propaganda. You need to be careful with the information that you get. I see them on news feeds all the time. It sounds like it's just way out there. Well, guess what, friends? It usually is. Or what they like to do is they like to put on their headline something that is not in the article. You do need to keep in mind, friends, that is propaganda, and it is the propaganda machine infiltrating these outlets only to confuse the American people. You need to shut them off. You need to identify them. I get friend requests constantly, friends, that I need to vet. You need to do the same thing. I had over 160 friend requests just last week on my personal Facebook, and I don't have the room, but I just got one right when I got home here to broadcast live out of the studios. Interestingly enough, I went and cross-checked, and I do it with everybody. I cross-checked someone that was trying to be my friend. And you'll usually know, and it's very rare that they're brand new, but they usually have three or four or five or six friends. And you look at them, and it looks all American, but the information doesn't line up. Well, I just had a military man sign up on my site here, and he wanted to be my friend, and I went and cross-checked him, and I noticed that his name on the Facebook account didn't line up with the name on his military uniform. You need to pay attention and be careful with those that are actually infiltrating your Facebook. On my particular Facebook, I could care less. Everything I do is out in the light, just like my big brother, the captain of my salvation, did. Everything we do in the light. But I am telling you, be careful with the information that you get, because it is not always upright. And taking that back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, in contrast, folks, we have people that are contributing on a daily basis that are a part of the culture war. They're tried and true. If we don't have constitutional attorneys, we have Matt Labesh, we have John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, and so many others, friends, and those that are on the front lines, Dave Hodges, we have Tim Brown. I mean, folks, we got some good contributors, and we're giving you the information straight off or directly from where the news is happening. Just for example, even Tim Brown just yesterday had an article that was posted directly from Oregon because he has resources there where they're giving them the information directly from what's going on in Oregon, not what you're hearing through the state-controlled media or Fox News, which are a part of the problem as well. So again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to highlight a couple more articles, and then we are going to jump over to the greatest gun salesman of the last decade. Guess who that may be, friends? It may surprise you. We'll get to that in just a moment. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Interesting. Oregon representative, I understand and hear the Oregon occupiers and their anger. Amen. We got some people inside that are actually standing up and doing their job and representing we the people. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Rubio and Cruz have ballot access lawsuit filed against them for their ineligibility to become the president of the United States of America. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. 7% crash causes emergency shutdown of stock markets in China for the second time in 4 days. Keep in mind, China is the blue book for a new world order. Keep in mind, the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obama administration, and others, folks, they're all trying to create a new world order by using the UN to be the platform in which they speak to the world, and by unlawful human law, which contradicts or it's antithetical to God's moral law. They're trying to rule the world from UN. And folks, if you want to look at the history of what I'm talking about, look at the criminals they have in the UN. And they want to be world representatives. I think not. We'll keep things the way that they have been for the last 240 years. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the biggest lie told during Obama's gun control speech. And friends, rest assured, it is about control. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com did an event with Chief Justice Roy Moore about 10 years back. We did an event with Chief Justice Roy Moore in Minnesota here. And it's interesting, folks, this is the guy that you want to, he's a pillar in so many different ways. He's a Vietnam vet, and when the guy says something, he sticks to what he says he's going to do. And he's not the kind of guy that you particularly want to fight with, regardless of who you are and how many of them there is. He's not the kind of guy that you want to mess with, and I think that the establishment and criminals in government understand to just stay away from this guy. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. But listen, Chief Justice Roy Moore drops the hammer on sodomite marriage licensing in Alabama. Now, keep in mind, friends, this is the guy that George Bush actually George W. Bush was responsible for removing him from his position on the Supreme Court in Alabama. For those that did not know, directly from Roy Moore's mouth, he was the one that was personally responsible for attacking the Ten Commandments. George W. Bush was. That Christian, yep, again, be not deceived, for many will come in my name, said Jesus. Judge them by their fruit. But interestingly enough, somehow or another, now, many years later, Chief Justice Roy Moore is now the Chief Justice Roy Moore. You see how the Lord works, friends, when you stand and you stay true? You don't bow, you don't burn. He didn't bow, and he didn't burn. He wasn't demoted. He was promoted above tyranny. And I praise God for such men as himself. Chief Justice Roy Moore drops the hammer on homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Licensing in Alabama. Folks, again, here you have the state trying to license that which stands in contradiction of our common law, which is God's moral institution, the Ten Commandments. I wanted to highlight one more, and we're going to jump over on topic. And some of you guys out there are saying, Bradley, you really got a lot of information you're putting through the hour that you are allotted, and I would say you are exactly correct, Amundo. Some of you people are saying, what kind of coffee are you on? It's not the coffee, friends. It's I am lit 24/7. The Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and so it is. And we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, and so we are, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Doing live radio. I'm looking for this article by Tim Brown. Interestingly enough, friends, did you know that Department of Defense enlisted to push Obama's illegal gun control? Keep in mind that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense, friends, were busted through an ICE investigation downloading child pornography. These are the lower and the baser sort that he's using to incriminate the American people, because he couldn't do it without them, friends. Okay? I'm going to look for one more moment here, and if I can't find it, then you know what's going to happen. We're just going to have to start all over again, and I see what's happening. I don't see it resetting itself, friends. I don't see it resetting itself. I don't see it. Hang on a second. Going back over to Bradley Dean. Live radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let's see what we got here. I want to find this particular article to prove the point once again. Concerning the article that Tim Brown just recently wrote from his resource in Oregon itself, so you could have correct information rather than contrived and fabricated information. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just like Bundy Ranch, the Hammonds Ranch is valuable to the BLM. Here's just how valuable. Check it out, friends. Keep your eyes as to what's going on out there, friends, so you're not lied and you're not playing the dupes of ill-designing men. And you know the difference between that which is right and that which is wrong. Let the Lord Jesus Christ bestow upon you, Revelations 3, the anointing that he might open your eyes to see and open your ears that you might hear. We're going to come right back, friends. Guess who the greatest gun salesman of the decade is? I'll tell you on the other side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, No longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final shout-out, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Gun salesman of the decade. Hey, folks, William Lloyd Garrison, he was an abolitionist, said, "With reasonable men, I will reason. With human men, I will plead. But to tyrants, I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost." Let me say that again. With reasonable men, I will be reasonable. With human men, I will plead. But to tyrants that act outside of their scope of authority, I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost. See, folks, that's why corruption wants to debate. They want to gut the pith and marrow of your out of your God-given rights. There's nothing to debate. Really what they're doing is they're debating their lawlessness in an attempt to usurp your righteousness. That's what it comes down to. So here we go again. Barack Hussein Obama's issued another executive order, which stands in direct violation of the United States Constitution in another attempt to disarm the American people in the face of the obvious acts of tyranny which are taking place. Disarming Americans, friends, in the face of domestic terrorism and telling Americans that this will help combat ISIS? What? Listen, disarming Americans in the face of domestic terrorism and telling Americans that this will help combat ISIS? Now keep in mind what Donald Trump just said, friends. He just piggybacked what I've been telling you for a long time. Who's responsible? Who is ISIS? Who's creating chaos to establish a new order? That's who ISIS is. Hey folks, the manipulating tyrant attempts to conjure up tears to garner sympathy from the ignorant only to assail constitutional laws. The same laws that protect the people from tyrants such as himself. Do think what I'm telling you through. But remember, America, Barry, you know, Barry Satoro, Barack Hussein Obama is his Muslim name. Barry cannot go a day without thinking about the first graders that were allegedly shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. Yet, no administration to date has advocated the murder of innocent children in the womb more than this criminal. See, in other words, America, do as I say and don't pay attention to anything that I do. Read Proverbs 6:17 when you get a moment, and read Matthew 23 as well. Since the beginning of this administration, friends, and it's not just this administration, there's many that preceded him that were doing the same things. And that's why we're in trouble today. Do as I say and don't pay attention to what I do. Let me say it again. He wants you to believe what he says, and he doesn't want you to pay attention to what he is doing. And folks, I have said since the offset of this administration, whatever he says, look the other direction. Isaiah 5:20. It's exactly what he's doing. He's putting light for darkness and darkness for light. Politicians, they condemn it in the north and then they advocate it and justify it, attempt to justify it in the south. He says he's not going to do something. That's exactly what he's doing. Folks, now this administration is going so far, as you let them go, might I add, to tell the country what the United States needs is a sense of urgency when it comes to new measures against gun ownership. He said a sense of urgency. Pay attention to that. He said that the United States needs a sense of urgency. Notice how he approached the American people. He called the country the United States, as if he's an outsider. To tell the country that the United States needs a sense of urgency, not the American people. I'm making two points here. But he sensed, and this is what I want you to pay attention to, a sense of urgency when it comes to new measures against gun ownership. Again, friends, keep in mind, there's all the laws that we need are in the books. We just need good government to enforce the laws and get the criminals off the street. But he's not doing that. He's attacking the law abider, and he's loosing and freeing the criminals literally onto the streets of America to commit the crime on another day so they can use that as an excuse to actually grab away your guns. Oh, and you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly how it works. If that wasn't the case, then why is it that we're seeing so much lawlessness coming from judges across the boards in America? Why are they failing to uphold the law? Because they know that if they fail to uphold the law, they can create more crime, therefore create more bureaucracy because the people no longer govern themselves. Now you give your sovereignty and control over to a tyrant. That's exactly what's happening. And if you think I'm playing, look to Europe. Look to England, friends. People wake up to these issues a little too late in many cases. They wait for the boat to start to sink before they actually, oh, wait a second, I should deal with that now. No, you should have dealt with it a long time ago. And I want people to also understand that, folks, there is limits with God. You can desecrate his mercy only so far as he'll let it go. Read Hebrews 10. You're going to pay the piper. You're going to pay the consequence of doing what you should have did when you had the time to do it. And don't stand back, good people of America, and wait for that day to come. Because, again, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. This administration said that the country, the United States, needs a sense of urgency. President William Harrison said that the plea of necessity is that eternal argument of all conspirators. That eternal argument of all conspirators is what, President William Henry Harrison? The plea of necessity. Necessity. We have to do this. We have to do this. We have to do this. Just like the Patriot Act, friends. I talked about that on Monday or Tuesday. Not one representative read that act. Doesn't that tell you what's going on, America? And who's been assailed and attacked more than you have since September 11th? Hey, folks, and by the way, that wasn't good enough for this current administration. Barack Hussein Obama even sixes dogs on law-abiding citizens when he sent out Attorney General Loretta Lynch to threaten and declare to the people, we're watching you. Listen to this, friends. Attorney General Loretta Lynch threatens the American people, the law-abiding gun owners, we're watching you. You know what, Loretta? I'm glad you're watching. You can go ahead and keep watching. Because I say it's time for the modern-day tyrants to understand the Christian spirit of our forefathers that we will not tolerate tyranny in our government. We're watching you. You have 318 million people with their eyes wide open, just like the Gadsden flag. And those snakes, I'm telling you what, when they say don't trample upon me or my rights, or don't tread upon me or my rights, that snake doesn't close his eyes. Folks, in many ways, these people have done you a great service, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I want you to remember that while Attorney General Loretta Lynch is sent to threaten you and to declare to you that we're watching you, I want you to remind these people that we're watching them as well, and they need to be watched because they work for us. I want to remind you, America, that on May 18th, 2015, it was confirmed that the Obama administration ran guns from Benghazi to Syria before the United States consulate attack. It was them gun running. And this all came on the heels of his administration, namely our administration. He calls it his administration. He calls it his government. He calls it his house. He's got it all wrong. But that's narcissism for you. But friends, keep in mind that this all came on the heels of this administration being uncovered for arming Mexican drug lords who killed hundreds of Mexicans through Fast and Furious. It was Barack Hussein Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder at the time. They were the ones responsible for gun running. Now Barack Hussein Obama also went on to say that he could bypass Congress. That's you, America. You delegate authority to your representatives. That's Congress. They represent you. He said he didn't have to ask what the law said. I'm going to transgress again because you let me transgress it 1,068 times previous to today's date. But he went on to say that he could bypass Congress, which again is your voice, through your representatives. He said that the majority of the American people support his gun control efforts. Folks, really? Let's line that up with fact. America, I got to say it again. Really? America and a majority of the American people support his gun control efforts. Folks, they just throw it out there. They must have taken that poll in the White House. It's an absolute lie. As a matter of fact, just to reattempt to push and propagate the lie, in December, CNN, Communist Network News, took a poll in which we were told that 48% of Americans were for stricter gun control. CNN? Hey, folks, let's look to credibility here, which they have zero. Folks, who do they think that they're kidding? The voice of the American people is heard loud and clear through gun sales. First, former CNN news anchor Amber Lyne, an award-winning journalist, told us that she was ordered to report fake stories for CNN. Delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration through CNN. And construct stories in specific manners while working for the Communist Network through CNN. Amber Lyne said CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others, said Amber Lyne. She said, and quote, the Obama administration pays for CNN content. I didn't say it. Nope. But if we judge them by their fruit, Amber Lyne is telling us the truth. In America, you know she's telling us the truth. truth demands a response, America. Truth demands a response. It's time to respond. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about the greatest gun salesman of the decade. Who is it? I think you're starting to get my meaning.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It's been a fun show. It's been a fun show, friends. It really has been. And we've been talking about the gun salesman of the decade. And who is that? Well, I think many are catching on to who I'm talking about here. But for those that don't know, you're going to have to hang on just for another moment here. Right before the break, we were talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, said that he could go ahead and bypass Congress. Oh, as a matter of fact, even the Muslim within the White House, his mama, Valerie Jarrett, she said that, you know, he's done everything constitutionally. No, friends, he is not. He is not. And that's all the American people need to do, is the burden of proof falls on him, not on the American people. But if they fail to prove what their point is concerning everything that is constitutionally, just ask them. Just ask him what he means by everything's constitutional. Show me. Because that's all I have to do is bring up the Second Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights and understand that he's lying. Exposing the crooked stick by laying the straight one next to it, right? But we were told that by Barack Hussein Obama that he could bypass Congress. He said that the majority of the American people support his gun control efforts, which is an absolute lie. He said that through a CNN poll taken in December, he said that 48% of Americans were for stricter gun control. And I asked, friends, did they take that poll in the White House? They must have. Me, myself, and I, saith Barack Hussein Obama. That's the White House poll right there. Oh, and I'm sorry, Valerie Jarrett. Don't forget about her. Friends, who do they think they're kidding? And then I shared with you, first, the former CNN news anchor, Amber Lyon, exposed CNN for who they were. And secondly, on December 2nd, 2015, it was reported that Black Friday gun sales broke all previous records. This information coming directly from the FBI, the good guys in the FBI. And then Fortune magazine comes behind them and reminds us that on December 21st, 2012, shortly after the alleged Sandy Hook incident, when the government started upping its rhetoric on restricting gun rights, that Americans headed out to the stores and armed up in droves. So the opposite is true once again. So in other words, friends, Barack Hussein Obama is the gun salesman of the last decade. What Americans are being told by this lying administration fails the test once again concerning the truth. In fact, again, the opposite is true. Isaiah 5:20. So over the last 7 years of this, as well as the preceding administration, Americans have been, well, they've been under attack because of the crimes of the administrations. And to parallel these crimes against the people, considering that our forefathers threw off tyranny and the tyranny of King George, who was mentally ill, that's a fact, for such activity with the cry of Thomas Jefferson, he said, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21. That which precedes Romans 13, where we're to overcome evil with good. So one has to come to terms with the fact that some say that King George didn't seem that bad, though he was. And to say that, of course, shows you how far the American people have been conditioned and desensitized to tolerate the crimes of the current standing government, which has far surpassed the crimes of King George. Read Isaiah 59:4 through 15. And though there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9, all tyrants, all of them, act out in a similar fashion. In the end, you will witness that they all serve the same devil. That's why you take notice of the same daddy and the same devil. Read John 8:44. Folks, they're lawless at every step. And the fruit of lawlessness always produces the same rotten, bitter end. This includes those representatives that no longer represent the American people, and there are many. But there's some good ones in there too, friends. Folks, what do? They steal, they kill, and they destroy. John 10:10, 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 10. And if the American people don't address or do not address the issues at hand, folks, this isn't, I'm not threatening you. Scripture is. I'm not judging you. I'm making reference to the judge's word. If the American people don't address the issues at hand by dealing with the crime in the institution of government that God has bestowed upon them, like Jeremiah, who warned the people for 7 years to repent concerning their sins, their lawlessness, 1 John 3:4, before a just and a holy God, there was the book of Lamentations that was written because they didn't take heed. And folks, when you get a moment, read the book of Lamentations. It's frightening. The American people, if they fail to respond, will only bring more judgment upon themselves and their children. So America, going back to the issue here, why are Americans armed in the first place? Why are Americans armed? Well, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, he answers that. He said the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government. Thomas Jefferson. And again, friends, this isn't weird talk. This isn't weird talk. And if you think it's weird, it's because you've been desensitized. Hey, folks, you should ask yourself, if you have kids in public schools, why aren't they teaching your children this since 1962 anymore? Why is the institution of government and those that are appointed to represent we the people, and first and foremost God the Father through His given law, why is it that they're actually trying to turn the people at war against God? That's pretty ridiculous. If I was a little kid, I would say that's pretty redonkulous. But a kid understands what I'm saying here. I met with my attorney today for lunch. He's like, Yeah, he's a really good guy. He's a cool guy. He's a wise guy. And I'm not talking about the wise guy the way that just came out. He's a very prudent, wise man. And with meeting him today, there's a lot of people that are wide awake as to what's going on and what's happening, and hopefully it's not a little too late, but there's many people today that are getting on the other side rather than being on the defensive. They're beginning to pick up the sword of the Spirit, and they're beginning to, prepare themselves to take the offensive concerning what's going on in government. You have been plundered. You have been raped. You have been lied to. And it's not, folks, I want to say this, and I'm not exempting anybody from this conversation, but I want to say this. It's not the government's fault. Or should I say it this way? It didn't start with the government. The government started out good. It started out as the branch of David, establishing righteousness through judgment. Just ask our forefathers. Read Isaiah 51, who through judgment set a light to the people. Government reflects the American people for what they tolerate. And when you have a guy like a Barack Hussein Obama stay the course, committing the crimes against 318 million people up against a what? Less than probably 300 people. And you let them pervert everything that you are, shows you where your heart is. For the American people to tolerate crimes in the institution of government, listen to me carefully, only reflects who you are. Well, you say, well, I'm not at all like him. Well, then are you fighting against what you see? Are you standing up against what you see? You know, the other day I had some individual try to talk themselves out of their responsibility. And I'll tell you what, I'd hate for them to be my dad or my mom. I really would. But there's enough of that cowardice and capitulation going on in this country, and it sickens me to the core. But if you're one of those that are standing back, tolerating what you see, and you're not fighting against it, lawfully, might I add? And folks, I'm not just talking about, oh, he's got one more year. No, I'm talking about, and let me say it again, I'm talking about giving the message of impeachment and indictment, because if you fall short of that in any sense of the word, can you imagine what you're encouraging the next administration to do to you and your kids? And if you think I'm kidding, just go ahead and take time to understand just a little bit of the Obamacare propaganda. And look who it's aimed at. It's aimed at those that have forgotten their posterity. I'd be one of those. Death panels, forcing the American people to pay while they didn't pay. And folks, you know what's interesting here? Just another side note. Do you know what's sad? Is out of all of the stuff that we have done as a ministry for 20 years now, it's really sad when you see all these older people spending their inheritance covetously while they go out and they're actually shipped into these casinos, spending billions of dollars every year while they're completely overlooking their posterity, and it sickens me. Do you think a country like that isn't going to have to answer to a just and a holy God? I want to say this as a positive because I want to, oh, boy, that was really quick. You know, the man that is ready for judgment in the judgment day, said Martin Luther, the great reformer, is the man that desires to be set free from his sin, and only the blood of Jesus Christ can do that. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful wood look tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store.